Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau, stepping up international trade direct from the state to international destinations. To explore, we visit today with Keith Rogers, Chief of Staff to State Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles.
That's one of the initiatives that Commissioner Quarles laid out during his campaign and also in his first year as Commissioner through 2016 was to utilize the Commissioner's Office and the Department of Agriculture to help lead an effort to increase international trade from Kentucky.
While the new federal administration intends to pull back on international agreements, there's no reason, says Rogers, that states can't move forward. And Kentucky may be very well positioned.
That is an area that he has a strong background in, that he has experience working at USDA and through his college education. And so we're looking at what can we do in Kentucky from the Department of Agriculture to really step those efforts up.
As memory serves, the State Ag Department over the years had some roles in sales of Kentucky dairy calves to international buyers. The idea is to refocus that coordinated effort for state ag exports.
There is a Southern trade organization that many of the departments of agriculture in the Southeast work with. We met with them in December, and we're in the process now of formalizing that plan and strategy for how we will begin to implement that in 2017.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent.
How was your chicken tonight?
It's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Settles family from Owensboro, Kentucky.
We produce poultry for families all over the state.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. If you're buying a chicken that came from our farm, you're getting an excellent quality product. Some of the best you'll find in the case.
A lot of your local restaurants feature our poultry products. We are a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We continue our State Ag Department update today. KDA's Keith Rogers says they'll have a presence next week at the National Farm Machinery Show.
The KDA staff that works daily with the Kentucky Grain Insurance Fund will have a booth along with the Kentucky corn growers to help kind of explain that program. You know, a lot of farmers realize it's there, but thank goodness we have not had a situation where that fund has had to been utilized for many years now.
Farm Bureau was instrumental in development of that program to protect farmers from grain elevator bankruptcies and the like. A farmer checkoff fund was established and is in place just in case.
Kentucky is very fortunate that that was established many years ago and does provide farmers a level of protection should a purchaser of grain fail in seeing that they are paid.
Catching up a little today on activities with the Kentucky Ag Department. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.